Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It all comes down to this.
Dun, 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 dun.
We have picked games for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, the Super Bowl is here on Sunday. And the San Francisco 49ers are in it. And we're going to pick the Super Bowl. I've got Ben from Sports Meets Beer in studio. We've been doing our NFL picks, you know, the entire season.
And clearly when you get first place, you can just choose when, how and when to come to the studio.
Well, yeah, so Brad's not here, feeling a little under the weather. Yeah, and so, by the way, Brad did win our picks. The Super Bowl's not
going
to
happen. Yeah, we're going past that. That's a big deal.
I actually want to bring it up because he won by one game.
Yes.
Usually it's a landslide. He the last couple times he's won. This time he won one game, and it was all based on the Titans-Chiefs game.
Right.
So congratulations.
Your postseason, you were on fire.
I was. All the games didn't matter except for that one because we all picked the same teams.
Right.
Anyway.
Coin flipping today, I could tell you that.
No,
much.
All right. So Super Bowl is obviously the 49ers against the Chiefs. Like, there's so many storylines. It's like, I mean, you can go on and on and on, but I think the biggest X's and O's storyline is the technically number two defense in the NFL against technically the number two offense in the NFL. So There's a lot to kind of go through here, but what are your thoughts?
Well, over the next 48 minutes, we are going to go line by line and discuss each one of these. Oh, we don't have 48 minutes?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. We've said it before on the podcast. We've said it before on the show. You know, offense sells tickets. Defense wins championships. And I don't think that a team, even though as electrifying as the offense for the Chiefs is and their ability to score effortlessly at times, is ready for a defense of the 49ers caliber. The pass rush is going to wear them down. You just cannot deny how many stars you guys have on defense that can get to the quarterback. Now understand, Mahomes is unlike most quarterbacks they have faced.
I'm pretty sure he's some sort of alien or android or something. I don't think he's a human being.
Yeah, there's definitely something else going on.
Cyborg.
A cybernetic organism. But yeah, he is freakish in talent, freakish in smarts. He's unbelievable.
Yep.
And I'm thankful that my Las Vegas Raiders, 40-inch slip, I'm glad they get to face him twice a year. That's great. Looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
But, you know, really, the pass rush is going to be the big deal.
History has proven over the past 10 years, maybe, that anytime a better defense takes on the better offense, the defense wins.
Yes.
You just ask Peyton Manning and his Broncos who scored. He broke the touchdown record that season. The Broncos offense was the highest scoring offense in the league, and the Seahawks destroyed them in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then the opposite of that happened. The Broncos had the best defense a few years later, and they beat the Panthers, which were the MVP of the league, Cam Newton, and the high-powered offense that season. It just history shows you that a good defense overpowers in the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs win, it's going to be close, I think. It's going to be a shootout, and the Chiefs get a field goal at the end. It's going to be close, because I think the Niners can match them back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
But there's a real chance that the Niners win big.
Well, I mean,
there's a real chance. I know people don't. All the analysts are saying the opposite, but that history doesn't actually back that up at all.
Right.
You know,
everyone says, you know, the key for the Chiefs to win is for them to get out early and score. But what those same people are forgetting is that that's how the Niners played most of their games. They got out in front early.
Yeah. No, on paper, they're definitely the better team all the way around. I think it's going to be a really entertaining Super Bowl. Probably one of the best we've seen in a while.
I hope so. I mean, that's the thing. You know, the only X factor here that that you have to worry about.
I don't hope it's it. I hope
you Niners it's unentertaining and boring.
As long as the Niners win,
I could care less about anything.
Yeah, I'd prefer to less stress, eat, and drink as much as possible.
The only X factor here that you have to consider, you and Brad both, is that I'm all in on the Niners, and my record shows that when I'm backing something, that's usually a dumpster fire.
All right.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, good thing Beer 30 is coming up.
Yes.
I'm going to
have a little bit of beer for soothing our nerves.
I'm going to have to start drinking early. Beer 30 is on the way here on the river.